Women Talk Biz with Vicky DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to the program. This is Women Talk Biz. I am Michelle Marquess and Vicky DeArmond is here. And I was just noting with Vicky before we came on the air that you look calm, you look put together, you look beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
And sparkle in your eyes, you're hydrated.
I'm hydrated.
Exactly. You look like you're very ready for this Thursday, which is the Women Talk Biz Annual Confab, Thursday, April 25th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Grayton Casino Ballroom. Normally, right before an event, and I do events, you know. Yeah, I do not look quite as calm.
Nor do I. I don't know what it is. I feel like I've stepped totally into my zone because this Women Talk Biz Confab is where I live. You know, it's like I'm a woman entrepreneur business owner.
Yes.
And I feel like I am, this is my destiny to do these events and to work with other business women. So I don't know. There is a certain calmness about it. Like, this is what I'm, what I should be doing.
Yeah. This is your happy place, right?
It really is.
You're bringing together some amazing people to be a part of the Confab. There are, what is it, over 30 different speakers?
Yeah, there's 32 roundtable presenters. There's three inspirational speakers. I mean, we have Susan Griffin Black coming up from EO Products talking about, you know, kind of integrity and how you hold your values in your business.
Yeah.
What, and all women sort of have that as kind of an additional thing that they need to think about when they run business. They're always thinking about that part, how it affects the bigger society. So very exciting. And then Courtney Olson.
Powerhouse.
I just wish every woman could hear her speak. And so you can at the Confab. She runs Girl Clothing. She actually said to me, Vicky, I'm building this to be like bigger than Nike. And the business is 2 years old. And she's just all you know, she's around the world right now with her products. And she, let's just say what she does, because she produces athletic gear for women of all sizes. And that's her product. And so there's no body shaming or shape or anything around it. And Courtney has quite a history herself of coming through. She used to, you know, she did a lot with her body in terms of wrestling and fighting and stuff like that professionally. And so she is really somebody who kind of lives that ferocious spirit of the woman, you know, the heart of the woman entrepreneur.
Yeah. So exciting.
Yeah.
So many wonderful speakers, and tickets are still available. Yes, people can get them.
Yeah, they can. I was going to actually even tell them they could use the KSRO passcode and get $30 off if they wanted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to womentalkbiz.net, and then for your code, in order to get that $30 off, it's just KSRO.
Correct.
Okay.
That's sweet, isn't it?
That's very easy.
Yeah. We took the big room because we were optimistic. So we have room for more women. We'll talk a little bit later. We're going to run this show a little differently than we have in the past. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to one of our roundtable speakers.
And she's on the line actually right now. So let's go ahead and welcome our guest. This is Susan Schloss. Susan, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Susan is with Money Wisdom Coaching. She's a certified money coach, which is somebody I want to be very close to, obviously. And her roundtable presentation is Breaking Through Blocks on Your Path to Prosperity. And I also wanted to mention she has her own workshop next week on May 1st. It's called The Inner Path to Prosperity. And her website is moneywisdomcoach.com. But let's talk about what you're going to be talking about at the roundtable at the Confab on Thursday. Let's talk about what are some of those blocks that naturally arise for women and not naturally arise for women as they move toward that path toward prosperity.
Okay, so some of the blocks that women run into are anxiety or avoidance, where you may want to not deal with money at all or have a difficult time dealing with it. There can be spending issues, where we're spending to relieve stress or spending beyond our means. There's the potential for under-earning and not charging what we're worth.
I'm familiar
and
with
there
that
are,
one.
Yeah. It's a big one for women. And, you know, we really need to understand that we have value and to know our value and to let that translate into our income. And then sometimes there's taking care of others at our own expense.
Mm-hmm.
There also might be overly identifying with money, where we think we only have value when we're bringing money in. And we really need to have that equanimity and sense of worth, regardless of where the money is at any given time, because money is a flow, and it's not always going to be flowing in abundance. It might fluctuate.
Yeah, I mean, I have the personal experience where, you know, I feel positive and I'm pursuing all my dreams and, you know, working and having money come in. And then I'll just have a little moment where I'll just kind of freeze frame and I'll think, oh, my gosh. And I don't think it's fraud syndrome. It's just sort of this, like, who do I think I am or what am I doing here? And so I really, and I don't think I'm alone. I think there's a lot of women business owners who have that same situation. So how do we sort of build ourselves to the point where, I mean, is that just common? We're never going to get through that? Or is that something we can get over?
We can absolutely change. And the first thing to understand is that these patterns that show up are hardwired in our brain, usually from childhood. And that's why it's so difficult to change, because we have to change at that level of the nervous system. And what I use to help with that are money archetypes. And they really help identify these different parts of ourselves that might be operating at any given time. So, for example, if there's anxiety around money, it might be the innocent archetype that is showing up. And that's that child part of ourselves that really wants someone else to take care of us.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for a lot of women, we're very purpose driven. And I heard this in what you just shared, Vicki, that we're very purpose driven, but we might not feel so connected on the financial side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the creator artist archetype, who, you know, helps us guide the way in terms of our inspiration and vision, but doesn't really care about money and might even think money's bad.
Yes.
And so that part of ourselves needs to learn that we can be purpose-driven and have financial abundance at the same time.
Yes.
And that's where we want to invite the warrior money type to come in, because the warrior is the one that's disciplined and comfortable and confident with the money side of things.
Okay, well, this sounds the path I need to be on, so thank you. I would like to be a warrior more days than not. You know, part of what I do to address my issues, I do meditation to kind of calm myself and to really get back into what that higher picture is. What do you, when you move people through these archetypes, how does that look for you and your business?
Yeah, I love that you brought up meditation, because that's really one of my favorite ways to find balance with whatever money issues might be coming up at any given time. And the money type that's related to is the money magician. And I was trying to think of a way to talk about the money magician in a way that's more woman oriented. And I'm thinking of her as the priestess of money, or the goddess of abundance. And so to cultivate that money magician or the priestess of money, meditation is huge. And we want to have that connection to our source, so that wherever money is, we're in a sense of trust with it rather than getting pulled into fear. And cultivating that sense of flow and intuition. So the money magician works with that money warrior. So we have the inner mastery and the outer mastery working together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the creator artist guiding the way with the vision.
Oh, I love that very much. Yeah, I feel that that creative part is such a, you know, it's kind of misunderstood how women, you know, look at business. I look at it as such a creative process. And you're right. A lot of times the money is a low consideration for me, because I'm looking, what can I create? How can I pull people together? And what can I build? And so to really center a little bit there, can you say a little bit about what money represents in terms of energy, or, you know, adding to your business? You know,
It brings me back to that question of what is prosperity and defining prosperity. prosperity isn't just about the money. It's really having a sense of abundance in all areas of our lives. And of course, we do want to open to financial abundance as part of that. And I love that you brought up that question of money as an energy. It really is part of the universal energy. So when we start to identify these blocks to that flow of energy, then you can really start to let that flow happen more. And it's really, it's a hero's journey, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because it's just, we're going to be dealing with whatever's coming up at any given time. And you might be in a beautiful flow with things. And like you said, then suddenly one of these money types might come up and start to feel like, oh my gosh, this can't be me. And then drawing back on the magician and understanding the flow and helping that part of ourselves to feel safe again, whatever we need to do that.
So this is the fabulous help that you're going to get at the Women Talk BizCon Fab with Susan Schloss at her table, where she's going to talk about breaking through blocks on your path to prosperity. So we'll save some for the confab, and thank you so much, Susan, for coming on and chatting with us today. We'll see you soon.
You're
we'll
so
see
welcome.
You Thursday.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to Thursday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, very fun. That's just a tiny taste of what you will be able to encounter and hear and learn at the Women Talk Biz Confab, which is happening this Thursday, April 25th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Greaton Casino Ballroom. So many speakers, so many resources you're going to have. And actually, you can get funds for your business. We're going to talk about that and other things when we come back. This is a Women Talk Biz, and you can find out more at womentalkbiz.net. That's where you can also buy those tickets. We'll be right back. This is KSRO.
This is Vicki DeArmond. I'm the producer of the Women Talk Biz Confab, but I'm also an entrepreneur and a woman business owner. If you are too, this is your invitation to join me and our presenting sponsor, Exchange Bank, on April 25th at the Women Talk Biz Confab. All sizes of businesses will be there, from the one-woman shop to the multi-million dollar empire. It's time to share our business wisdom. It's stressful running a business alone, so don't. Register today at womentalkbiz.net. womentalkbiz.net.
This is Courtney Olson, the CEO of Girl Clothing, and your kickoff speaker for the Women Talk Biz Confab happening April 25th. I'll be bringing the inspiration, talking about how to run your business with goals rather than controls. Meet me there. This is your invitation to join me and hundreds of other business owners and entrepreneurs. Check it out at womentalkbiz.net. That's B-I-Z.net. Don't wait to register. This event belongs to women just like us, and you deserve to be there.
Women Talk Biz with Vicki DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
And welcome back to Women Talk Biz. I'm Michelle Marquess with Vicki DeArmond, and it was so nice to hear from Susan Schloss. She is just one of the 32 different roundtable experts who will be there. So let's talk a little bit before we talk about the Women Talk Biz Confab, which is this Thursday, April 25th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Greaton Casino Ballroom. Let's talk a little bit about just business in general.
Yeah, I mean, I have some killer stats here that I'd like to share, because it really shows the growth of women-owned businesses. I mean, the percentage now is 114% rate of growth in the United States compared to the national average of 44%.
Wow.
So women are on fire,
okay,
for sure.
Great.
We account for 39% of all U.S. firms, although our employment is, we're only employing 8%, and our revenues only represent 4.2%. So I want to speak to that a minute. The fact is that only one in five firms with revenues of $1 million or more is women-owned. A lot of us are operating our one-woman shops. I have to sort of anecdotally say my designer, who I've used for years, Alicia Feltman, who's fabulous and is my business partner, she said to me, you know, I don't even consider that I'm a woman in business. And right. yet she's been running her one-woman shop for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of us like that. There's the masseuses, there's the hairdressers, there's all sorts of people in business, and they just have their one thing that they do, and they do it really well, and they don't think that they're a woman in business.
Right. Yeah.
And so our revenues, you know, and their revenues reflect a good living, but they may not reflect very high on this scale. So
right.
men are running the, you know, the big size businesses, and we're tending toward these smaller businesses. That said, I am really proud of the fact that the Women Talk Biz Confab is primarily sponsored by women-owned businesses.
Oh, that's exciting.
You know, when I reached out, these are the women business owners who said, oh, yeah, we are in on this. We want to sponsor this. We want to make this happen. Star staffing,
mm-hmm.
right?
I love Nicole.
She's
one of my favorite people.
She's awesome. We also had GC Micro come in, and that's a huge company in this region, like an $80 million company that
wow.
said, yes, I'm down for women, because their owner, Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
And
I also really am excited that the Garden Society is behind this, too.
Yes, they're one of our resource tables there.
Yeah, and they're very innovative in terms of what they're doing in the marijuana world, and really health. And focusing on women, really focusing on women with their business. And especially because I host another show that's about marijuana on every other Friday here. And, you know, it really needs to appeal to everybody. It can't just be that stoner group, right? Because it has become, since the regulation and everything. And so it's exciting to see these women looking at this business, which traditionally has not been something that appeals.
Absolutely.
You know, not necessarily appeals to women, making it more accessible, making it something that women can be a part of, too.
Well, and the brilliance of women to see the opportunity and to seize it and to run and to build their business around it.
Right.
I have another woman who is just a fabulous woman, Susan Preston, who runs Professional Program Insurance Brokerage, this $25 million company. She was all in. And she's going to be one of our in-conversation partners with Julie Zhu, who's coming from Facebook to talk about managing and building teams.
Wow.
So, you know, and she's a sponsor of the event. We also had the Small Business Development Center jump in, because they have tons of resources for small business owners. And that, you know, the access to capital session that you were talking about, they are bringing it because they're bringing six different ways that you can get funding at different parts of your business, and depending on what your business needs are, capital growth, advance, you know, all these things they have an answer for in this panel.
Wow.
And yet, if your business doesn't need financing, you don't have to stay for that. That's, you know, that's at the very end of the day. It's a great thing for people who need it, and we expect a lot of people there. We're also doing this really, I'm just really excited about this. We're running a whole networking lunch, like, and it'll be networking like you've never done before. It's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the premise, Michelle.
Okay.
Here is the core of why I'm doing this. Women business owners, successful business women owners, and all of us really have wisdom to share.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We are not part of the good old boy club. And, you know, sometimes we don't want to be, right? It's not how we do it. We do it through collaboration. We do it through sharing. This Women Talk Biz Confab is really about women sharing their business wisdom. And it's a different way. And women lending a hand up. And that's why we have these great women owned business sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Our judges, you know, at the event too, we're going to be announcing the Woman Entrepreneur of the Year.
That is very exciting.
Yes, I am not telling you who it is, even though I know.
Oh, okay.
Let the secret build.
Well, you know, you can't tell me, I'm the press. I would just blurt it out.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. And we are on the radio. But that woman will be declared the Woman Entrepreneur of the Year, and her business is a $1 million or less business, and it represents a growing business segment. It was judged by million-plus women business owners.
Oh, exciting.
So, I mean,
very cool.
You're talking about Letitia Hankey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're
talking
about Kathy Kramer from North Coast Title Company, Renee Mangali from Mangali Accountancy, Leslie Murphy from W. Bradley Electric, Holly Michalek from OptiRev, you know, Ula Lux, Michelle and Christina, both were judges, Christine Martin from Revel Brand Design. All these helped judge who the winner was going to be. They brought their expertise to bear. Isn't that fabulous?
That's really exciting.
And they're showing up at the confab, and they're going to have business wisdom to share with us, too. So I'm telling you, I just think of yourself as a woman business owner really, if right. you are, because this is where you need to be. You need to connect with other women, and you really need to enjoy all these resources that we're bringing to bear here.
Right, and to give yourself that power. Like, when you say, yes, I am this thing, even if it's been hard for you to do that in the past, to recognize if you've been taking this on your own and doing your own thing, you may not want to give yourself that title, but giving yourself that title gives you some power, doesn't it?
It does. It's also, you know, I was just thinking this morning, thinking about cash flow, because I was reading a Susan Griffin Black's article in North Bay Biz about cash flow and how mm-hmm. that's the big beast. And, you know, I thought over the years, I thought, oh, you know, I've always sort of been ashamed that I'm not ahead in my cap. My cash flow has always sort of been an issue for me because I do events and all the money is due up front. And
right,
I have to write. So it's always like, oh, a stressor. And it's sort of like, oh, I can't tell people. She is like, well, no, figure out your cash flow and go out and get the capital you need to do it. I think that little coming out of the shadows and mm-hmm. saying, no, I do this. And it takes money to do this.
Right.
And I would like your loan. I would like your contribution. I would like your participation mm-hmm. to make this happen is, you know, the passion that we have for our own business to, you know, to really thrive and to be out there publicly. So
right. And to be very useful in helping you continue to do your business. You are passionate about what you do as a business person, as a mm-hmm. businesswoman. And that, when other people recognize that and see that, that's how you can get support. That's how you get sponsors, that how you get that capital and the loans that you need to keep going and keep doing what you're passionate about.
Plus the whole energy of not being in this game alone.
Yeah.
Yes. It's so huge.
Yes.
It is so huge. The fact that I've just really enjoyed getting to know our sponsors mm-hmm. and our judges and all that, and just to be able to reach out to other women and just know that they may know something that maybe I don't know something about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think there's just so much shared information that that we have for each other. So
let's take a quick break.
Yeah, let's do
and
it.
I want to come back and talk about sort of how the event works.
Okay.
And what people can expect when they come to the Women Talk Biz Confab, which is this Thursday, April 25th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Graton Casino Ballroom. We'll be right back. This is KSRO.
911, what's your emergency?
This car, an SUV, it was going across, it went around the barrier and the train. Oh, God.
Ma'am, did a train hit an SUV? Is that what happened?
Yes, the train is still going. The train is going and the car...
You can't judge the speed of an approaching train. That's why the signals are there. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Employers, as you know, finding qualified employees these days can be difficult. Yet it may surprise you that hundreds of job seekers are anxious to hear about your company. Over 50 employers joined the North Bay Job Fair in January and experienced remarkable results. We're currently seeking businesses to join the next North Bay Job Fair on May 8th at the Graton Casino and Resort. For the enticing details, visit SonomaMediaGroup.com and search under events. It's our job to help you find the perfect candidate.
Women Talk Biz with Vicki DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
Welcome back to Women Talk Biz. Let's talk about the annual confab, which is this Thursday, April 25th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Graton Casino Ballroom. We've already told our KSRO listeners that they can go online right now at womentalkbiz.net. Enter in the code KSRO and get $30 off their registration. There's still room.
Yeah.
So once you've registered online, when you're registering online, do you have a chance to choose who you want to go and
yeah.
see?
Yeah, she'll get an email and then you can choose your roundtable experts.
Okay.
But if you know, we're a day away or something like that,
sure.
you can also pick them up that morning.
Oh, okay.
Where our registration goes from 7:30 to 8:15.
Okay.
And then we'll get everybody where they need to be for roundtables. Yeah, but it's fun to pick them ahead of time. But
yes.
if you can't, we still want you to walk up to the event and participate.
Great.
We want every woman who feels like she should be there to be there.
Great.
Is really what we're looking for.
So you've got registration with a light breakfast. Then you've also got an introduction from yourself, as well as John here from the North Bay Biz Magazine, Exchange Bank involved as well. And then the kickoff speaker, Courtney, such a powerhouse.
Yeah, Courtney will sweep us into the day. You'll also be, when you walk in, you'll get a swag bag. It'll be full of a tool. It'll have a toolkit from Exchange Bank, who is our presenting
right,
sponsor,
yeah.
which is super cool. And there's some other great product in there from EO. products and so on. So I think you're going to love that. And then you get a free book as part of it because, you know, I've been in the book business for years. So
yeah.
You're going to get Julie Zhu's book on being on the making of a manager, or you can choose another book from our book table there. And so there's a lot of free that's part of it.
Nice.
And we'll do the roundtables. We'll do the Declaration of the Woman Entrepreneur of the Year. We'll learn about managing teams. We'll do some networking. We'll hear about, integrity and how we hold that in our business from Susan Griffin Black from EO Products. And we'll go into our access to capital session. Mm-hmm. Listen, last year when women attended this, we almost blew the roof off Great Casino Ballroom because the energy was so high in that room. Women were elated. They're elated. Get out of your office and come. Get out of your salon and come. You know, get out of your back bedroom that you use for your office and come, because these women are going to help you. They're going to love on you, and you're going to really have a great day.
Yes. Yeah.
And I guarantee it.
This is a chance for you to invest in yourself, right? For you to understand that what you're doing is totally worthwhile, and there's tools out there. There are people who want to help you succeed, right?
Yes. Helping you succeed is where we want to go. Listen, my objective really, like now in the world, is that we're going for the 50-50 game. The 50-50 game, the percentage, the population is split that way. That's how businesses should be split. We're not hanging out at the 39%. We're going to go for 50%. We're going to go for 50% of the revenues. We're going to go for 50% of the employees employed by women business owners. So let's make that happen. We're rolling this all out across the state next year.
Exciting.
I've got 4 confabs planned, but this is the original one. All here right. in the North Bay. So let's do it.
Go online to womentalkbiz.net. It's this Thursday at the Great Casino Ballroom. Thank you so much, Vicki, and go kick butt.
Okay.
This is KSRO.